It's time for the emergency break of the week.
That was very sarcastic, and I don't appreciate it. And I'm not kidding.
Really?
Yeah.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
On your show to try to help you.
And we're having fun here, no? You're telling us funny stories about Burt Reynolds, but... and now all of a sudden it's I'm a big jerk.
No, you are a big jerk.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Still so great.
Holds up is just hilarious.
Unbelievable.
All right, the emergency break of the week is brought to us by TexasDirectAuto.com. This longtime Friday morning tradition where we give you three candidates. And you get to vote on them at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one comes to us from the hard line. And Danny does this a lot. We all have this happen to us because maybe we're looking at something else while someone else on the show is making a point and we miss their point because it's hard to read and listen at the same time. But it seems to happen to Danny quite a bit. It happened to him this week. Not listening to the show, then making the same point that Corby had just made.
When you have the Super Bowl and, you know, everything's just extended out until, like, you play it at 5:30 or whatever and pregame starts at 11, at the very least, there's a three-hour game that's coming up, right? The event itself is 3 hours, so...
Yeah, it ain't no 3 minutes.
That's yes! You know, it's not just strict pregame. They're not like analyzing each horse and going over backgrounds and stuff like that. I'm sorry. What?
What? That was weird. I don't know.
What'd you try to play and Mr. Beef?
I didn't
came
play.
Up.
Yeah, that's a funny drop, though.
I am not Mr. Beef.
Remember we tried to give him the nickname Mr. Beef?
Yes, because he looked like a slab of beef. I guess it does well for him.
Look, it's one thing if you're going to spend from 6 a.m. until 6 p.m. doing a 12-game Super Bowl all-day sucker. Well, that game lasts 3.5 to 4 hours. This race lasts 2 minutes, right?
We just said that.
Before Mr. Beef?
Yes.
No, I was distracted by Mr. Beef.
You remember him from the Bieber roast, I believe.
Oh, that was awesome.
That was beautiful.
That's a pretty good stop down there.
That is awesome.
And again, another example of Danny not listening to the show. All right. It brings me much pain to bring you candidate number two. I always have a tough time with this guy's name.
George Dunham.
Joyce Dunham? No. What did you say?
George Dunham.
Yeah, it is me, because I had a hard time saying this guy's name, Rangers hitting coach Anthony Iaposi.
Rudy Jaramillo used to take it in the shorts.
Yep.
Anthony Iaposi and Justin Mayshore.
Oh, excuse me.
Iaposi. Not sure what you just called him.
Or myself. Iaposi. Sorry.
I like the other one.
You are, too.
Hey, if anyone sitting at this table is, it's you, not me.
Typically what you called, it's a slump buster.
Anyway, hello world at 7:55 Friday.
It's actually 8:03, but yeah. That was an unfortunate mispronunciation of Iaposi on the ticket.
I think you were distracted by what you were looking at on your computer at the time.
I was looking at you.
Yeah, because if you were looking at his name, there's an O, not a U.
I know.
So, but you turned the O sound into a...
Yeah, I know what I did. Okay,
just trying to decode it.
You want to hear one more time?
Sure.
All right.
Rudy Jaramillo used to take it in the shorts.
Yep.
Anthony Iaposi and Justin Mayshore. Oh,
excuse me.
Iaposi. Not sure what you just called him.
Or myself. Iaposi. Sorry.
I like the other one.
You are, too.
Hey, if anyone sitting at this table is, it's you, not me.
Typically what you called, it's a slump buster.
Anyway, hello world at 7:55.
All right, okay, already. Friday. He also put a little French accent on an Italian name.
Okay, I know. I goofed up, all right? I'm up for an e-break. I'm candidate number two. Candidate number three is T.C. Fleming. They were playing Ghetto Jeopardy, Jeopardy yesterday on Bad Radio. And T.C. thought he'd throw out some humor, and he got laid out on.
Do you get the money in Jeopardy if you finish second?
No.
I don't think so.
You don't?
I think you get a certain amount, like maybe like 2,000 or something like that.
And all the Advil you want.
All right.
Whatever.
Thanks. All right, the category in the category of Final Jeopardy is called
The Man. I like to make the alarm go off in the control room.
Everyone's
the dead air alarm. Yeah.
I'm freaking out a little bit.
Does anyone get that?
No.
I think there's an Aleve commercial that uses Jeopardy in it.
Oh, okay.
And that's what he was referencing, but he said Advil.
All right.
Yeah, that makes it pretty funny. Sure.
I don't.
Well. Well, those are your three candidates, Danny,
gosh,
Giorgio, or TC. 888-787-1310. It's almost Mother's Day, so let's be polite this morning and let's vote responsibly. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Big Dumb Danny.
Okay. A little kid or a girl?
Yeah, sound like a little kid.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Oh, hey, this is the bench at Snuffers that Junior farted on. What's going on?
Good Lord.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Well, thanks for calling.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310,
96.7
FM.
Jesus, man.
Let's go ahead and get rid of that.
You got that.
Wow.
And that's not a very nice word to use, sir, just 2 days before Mother's Day.
That was shocking.
That's awful. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Dunham George. Call today, get called Independence Day.
He was trying to say the name, I think.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
1310-96.7
Oh, man. Don't listen to your radio. Listen to us on the phone. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I wanted to vote for Totally Chuck.
For what?
Morrissey?
Totally Chuck.
Oh, Totally Chuck. I got you. Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, I'd like to responsibly vote for the Jubinator.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your vote. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Hey, George.
Hey.
Yeah, I know you're probably a little tired from the countdown, but you still going to be pitching a tent for the sex party tonight?
There's no party, sir.
You're having one of those?
No, I'm not.
I heard you were just a second ago on the air.
Well, that guy's an idiot. So
no,
are you.
He just said there's no party this weekend.
Oh, okay.
Ever. Ever. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello?
President Fox Bornborn?
No. No. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Morning, boys.
Morning.
Can I vote for Danny, please?
Yes.
Who is that?
See, that's how you vote right there. It's a great example of how you vote. Hi, you're on the ticket, America's favorite radio station. Hello? Okay. Let's try this one. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, Norm saying he was going to be at your door at 12:30 at night last night and that you would feel it didn't make the e-break, George?
Nah, that was too late at night. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Oh, hi, musers.
Died.
Hey, I'm in town. I come to your studio, and you're not here. Where are you guys?
Campound.
Die.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm in town because my dog's sick. He ate some napkins. Moron dog.
Die.
Yeah.
Who you vote for?
I'm going to vote for the guy who said the cat name.
Okay, I guess that's me. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week? Hello?
I'd like to vote responsibly for George Iapuse Dunham.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner.
Yay!
I won the e-break for this.
Rudy Jaramillo used to take it in the shorts.
Yep.
Anthony Iapuse and Justin Mayshore.
Excuse me.
Iapuse.
Not sure what you just called him.
Or myself. Iapuse. Sorry.
I like the other
one.
Well,
you are, too.
Hey, if anyone sitting at this table is, it's you, not me.
Typically what you called, it's a slump buster.
Anyway, hello world at 7:55 Friday.
All right. You don't have the standings, do you, Monty?
I do. It's 71 for you, George.
Yes.
You're knocking on Gordon's back door. He's got 72.
Let's not say it like that.
Why not?